The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And good morning. It is a wonderful Monday morning, March 25th, 2024. Welcome into the Mark Davis Show. I am not Mark Davis. Mark Davis off this week. From everything I've heard, he's preparing for the for opening day. That's what he's getting ready for, opening day. And he's got to take a little bit to just prepare and get ready for the Texas Rangers to defend their title. So Mark Davis off this week. I'll be here. My name is Chad Hasty. I'll be here, obviously, today. And I'll be here on Friday as well. Joining you as we take a ride through Radio Land and a ride through everything making news statewide and nationally as well. And yes, getting into some DFW talk as well throughout the 2 days that I'm here. We do have a lot that we're going to be getting into today here on the Mark Davis Show, including, of course, your feedback. We want to hear from you here on the Mark Davis Show. You can get in touch with us at any time at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. And you can even text in as well using that very same number. That's right, the very same number on that Patriot Mobile text line, 866-660-5759, where you can have your say on all the big headlines of the day. The Democrats, oh, they are so giddy. They're so excited about today and this week and the deadline that where Trump's assets could be seized and they'll ruin him personally, and there's no way that he could get a bump in the polls. And he could actually get a bump in the polls, probably will, if they decide to start seizing his properties. And we will be getting into this today, because this is a major issue that not only Trump is facing, but we could all face it. This is an absolute a political attack against a political enemy, and something that it is we should not stand for in this country. We should be embarrassed that this is happening. We should be upset that this is happening to what the Democrats are targeting as a political enemy. And that's the only reason this is going on. This is the only reason why Trump has all these lawsuits and indictments against him. And now that they're threatening to seize his properties, this should be concerning to everyone. So we will get into this today. In fact, over the weekend, you had Frank Luntz. That clip went viral of Frank Luntz saying, you want to elect Donald Trump. You want to send Donald Trump to the White House. You go ahead and seize his properties. You go ahead and take away his properties, take away his home, take away his businesses, take away one of the three towers, four towers, five towers that he owns in New York City. Go ahead and start taking that away and see what that does to the American public. See what that does to the Republicans, to the conservatives out there, even to some of the Never Trumpers. There might be even a few of the Never Trumpers out there who go, that's not right. That's wrong. Maybe I should get on board the Trump bandwagon. Maybe maybe that would push some of the Never Trumpers onto the Trump bandwagon. But the Democrats don't want to hear it. The Democrats, they live in a different world. They live in a different place, and they're so obsessed and is so obsessed with Trump derangement syndrome that they can't even deal with Ronna McDaniel being on TV. Chuck Todd very, very, very upset, livid that the former RNC chair, who was never this MAGA Republican, never a huge MAGA Republican at all, but now she's on NBC. And the Chuck Todds of the world are very upset with it, and they're not happy because, again, they don't want to hear a difference of opinion. Even though Ronna McDaniel is not MAGA, even though Ronna McDaniel is not even the most conservative Republican that NBC has had on their air, anyone associated with the MAGA movement, and this is a big picture, a big educational moment here. When it comes to the Democrats, they don't want to hear from anyone who may even be associated with Donald Trump, anyone who may be associated with MAGA, even anyone who's associated with conservatism. They really don't want to hear from you, and it's an affront to the public to have them on TV. That's where the left stands today. So we've got that we'll be talking about. Obviously, the terror attack in Moscow. We will discuss that here on the show today. There's a little bit of news about Nikki Haley, Joe Biden making fun of Donald Trump's golf game. Can anyone imagine for a minute Biden out there playing golf? I mean, not putt-putt. I could see him playing putt-putt, but an actual game of golf. Could you actually see Joe Biden out there shuffling around? And God help us if he ever ends up in a sand trap. But could you imagine seeing Joe Biden play golf? And he's making fun of Donald Trump. He's making fun of Donald Trump because Trump is good at golf, and Joe's maybe a little bit jealous. Maybe Joe thinks it's putt-putt. He thinks it might be the same thing, and he doesn't think it's that big of an accomplishment. I don't know, but it is quite something that Joe Biden went after Trump last night. He's going after Trump on being broke. That's one thing he's going after Trump on. So he's going after him on being broke, which probably won't resonate well with many people in the U.S. who are, broke because of the Biden economy. So that won't play well. And now you have Joe Biden attacking Trump over a good golf game. Again, how out of touch is this guy? Or how out of touch is whoever sent out that tweet? Because I can't imagine Joe Biden actually on Twitter or X and sending out an X. I don't think he knows how to do it. I don't think he understands the technology behind that. So whoever sent that out is completely out of touch and should probably be fired immediately. There was a protest in DFW over the weekend against this SB4 piece of legislation that has gone back and forth in the courts. We'll get into some detail on that as the show progresses, probably in the next hour. We'll get hot and heavy into SB4 and a few other Texas legislative issues. A lot of people, I myself this weekend, I put the political nerd in me, got into it. We had out here in West Texas, for those of you who may not know, I live here in Lubbock, Texas, do a radio show that originates out of Lubbock, airs in Wichita Falls, Amarillo, and Abilene. And so I'm out here in beautiful West Texas, although yesterday we had a dust storm, so it was not the most beautiful of days. 70-mile-per-hour winds is what we had yesterday. It was nasty. It was nasty. It was a dirt-filled day, but it will make for some beautiful sunrises and sunsets as we go on this week. That's one thing that I've learned being out here. I'm originally from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, originally from Grand Prairie, so I know the DFW area very well. My parents still live in Grand Prairie, Texas, and so obviously know DFW really well. So we'll be getting into some DFW issues. But this weekend, you may have gone to haven't gone to one, you may have seen some news about these county conventions, about these Senate district conventions that break out every now and then. I get questions all the time after Election Day. Chad, what can I do? How can I get more involved in the process? Well, there's a lot of ways to get more involved in the process. And for me this weekend, as not only being someone who is involved, but also I'm a precinct chairman for my precinct. And so we held our Republican convention this week, and it's where you go and you submit resolutions. If you've ever wondered where do some of these ideas come from that state lawmakers push for, that Republicans push for, or sometimes don't push for in Congress, where these ideas come from? Well, a lot of them originate locally. They originate locally in your counties, in your Senate districts. And I noticed on social media there were a lot of Senate district conventions and a lot of county conventions. And one of the big topics that came up, it came up at ours, Texit. Yeah, the issue of Texit came up at ours. One of the resolutions that came before us was, should the Texas legislature allow a vote to of the people of Texas to secede or not? Now, it wouldn't actually lead to secession. It would lead to a discussion about secession. And so it's kind of a weird deal. It failed here. It failed here in lobbying, but there are other Senate districts and other county conventions that are going on, and they'll be going on around the state leading up to the big state GOP convention, these are one of the resolutions that pops up, and they eventually make their way to the state, and sometimes they become part of the party platform. So we can get into that as well throughout the show today. Again, we're gonna have a lot of fun. Want to hear from you as well. You can give us a call at 866-660-5759. Also, spring up on that Patriot Mobile text line at 866-660-5759. Let's see, already one text in. Chad HD, great to hear you back at DFW. Grand Prairie is listening. I hope the entire city is listening. I hope that's I expect a listening party to be gathering in Grand Prairie. It's good to see that is happening. So it's great to be back. It's always an honor to be here and to fill in for Mark Davis. I know that, and I heard him on Friday. He was talking about that this upcoming Thursday is his 30th anniversary of broadcasting in Dallas. And so it's an honor to be here. Of course, he won't be here on that anniversary. Again, he's preparing for, I assume he's preparing for the start of Major League Baseball and opening day. And so he's taking the week to do that. He's going to get in regular season mode really quickly to root on the Rangers. And so it's an honor to be here. I grew up listening to Mark Davis. And to be here and to fill in for Mark is it's always a great honor, always a pleasure visiting with the audience as well. It's always fun to do that and talk about some of the big news items of the day. Oh yes, and Lisa, another Republican who may be done with the party because of Donald Trump. Lisa Murkowski, who allegedly is a Republican, is saying that she may leave the GOP. So we've got, again, so much stuff happening on this Monday morning that we have. It was just full of news that we'll be getting into. We've got a couple of guests lined up as well for you to hear from. So a lot of stuff going on. Want to hear from you today. You can give us a call at 866-660-5759. Also ring us up on the Patriot Mobile text line at 866-660-5759. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM. The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM The Answer. I'm Chad Easty filling in for Mark Davis on this Monday morning. Like I said, we've got much to get into. Chuck Todd mad about Ronna McDaniel. The Democrats very excited about going after Trump's assets. But let's get to the phones first and visit on line one with Glenn in Gainesville, Texas. Glenn, good morning. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show. Let's see, do we have Glenn? All right, a little effort to get Glenn on. And when we do, we'll get back to... Okay, we'll try one more. Let's see. Do we have Glenn yet? No? Not yet. Okay, we'll try to get back to you, Glenn. Just hang with us. We're having some little technical, live radio technical issues. It happens. It happened. It's a Monday. We're going to say that. It's a Monday. And so just hold on there for us, Glenn, and we'll try again here in just a second. Let's get to this story real quick for Chuck Todd and the folks over at NBC. They're very upset. The former RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, faces sharp criticism after being hired by NBC. Now, of course, it should shock nobody that Ronna McDaniel went to NBC. I mean, this kind of fits for Ronna McDaniel. No Republican was shocked that when they announced that Ronna McDaniel was hired by NBC, no one went, oh, I can't believe it. I thought she was heading right for Fox News. I thought she was going to go to Newsmax or something. No. Everybody just went, okay, that sounds about right. Because for Republicans, Ronna McDaniel was never MAGA. No one ever considered Ronna a big MAGA person, or I think even the most conservative of chairs. I don't think anyone felt that way about Ronna McDaniel. Some people were fine with Ronna. Other people didn't like her from day one. It didn't really matter. Nobody on the Republican side was shocked by this. But on the Democrat side, they were very, very upset. After her appearance on NBC, where she went through an interview, and again, she kind of flipped on Trump on a couple of different things. Kristen Welker, the show's host, said McDaniel's interview was scheduled weeks before her hiring was announced, which is probably true. They do schedule these things weeks out. They said this will be a news interview. I was not involved in her hiring, which is true. McDaniel, who is RNC chair, had repeatedly said the election was rigged, told Welker during the interview that she disagreed with Trump's claims of an election fraud and his calls to free the inmates jailed for storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The reality is Joe Biden won, she said. He's the legitimate president. So, of course, the folks over at NBC like Chuck Todd, he gets very upset. Quote, our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe, said Chuck Todd, NBC journalist, quote unquote, journalist. And former Meet the Press host told Welker, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was true because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Well, neither you did to you, Chuck Todd. Come on, give me a break. The airing of internal dissent reflected deep discomfort at NBC and many media organizations with how to treat Republicans who indulge Trump's efforts to overturn the election. No. This has nothing to do with overturning the election. This has nothing to do with Trump's January 6th comments. It has nothing to do with that. This is, we just don't want anyone associated with Republicans unless they go full Mitt Romney. Unless they just absolutely rip into Donald Trump. If it's Liz Cheney, okay, great, we'll have that Republican on. If it's Mitt Romney, okay, great, we'll have that person on. If it's someone like that who will absolutely rip into Donald Trump and has not liked Donald Trump for a while, then okay, we will rip into that person really, really. We will allow that person on our airwaves. But if they worked for Trump, if they were part of the RNC, then oh no, we can't have them on because they're bad people, they're horrible people. We cannot trust them on NBC. Like you can trust anything that NBC puts out there. Like you can trust anything that CNN puts out there. No. They believe they're the truth tellers. But if you have anyone on associated with Donald Trump or the Republican Party, then they're automatically just a bunch of liars, and they're going to take you in the wrong direction. I'm Chad Hastie filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show. I'm Chad Hastie, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. We welcome you to the program today on this Monday, March 25th. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. You can text in on the Patriot Mobile text line at 866-660-5759. And we're having a great time getting through some different topics. How about this? For those of you in Dallas, I saw this over the weekend, the Dallas Morning News coming out with this. Wow, this is a huge bond that the city of Dallas is looking at, a $1.25 billion bond program. And it sounds a little bit like a nice slush fund. It really does. I like it. You go through some of the story here. And then it says that city officials have said the 2024 bond package would not increase taxes and would cover infrastructure. Okay, all right. And it also says passage of a proposition does not guarantee the city of Dallas will complete a specific project. Oh, that's nice. It's broken down into different pieces. You have portion A, which the city of Dallas is looking at wanting to spend $521.2 million for streets and transportation, $345.3 million for parks and recreation, $52.1 million for flood protection and storm damage, $43.5 million for libraries, $75.2 million for cultural arts facilities, $90 million for public safety. Again, remember, there's no guarantee they're only going to spend this much. They can shift money around if they want to, according to the document released by the Dallas Morning News. $72.3 million for economic development, $26.4 million for housing infrastructure, $19 million for homelessness, whatever that means. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do. Not sure if Dallas knows exactly what they're going to do when it comes to homelessness. And $5 million for information technology is what they are looking at. The city's list does not specify where all the money would go. This from the Dallas Morning News. There's $36.6 million designated for projects in support of housing. Boy, that's vague. What exactly does that mean? Projects in support of housing. Does that mean billboards? Does that mean like TV and radio ads going out? We support housing in Dallas. I don't know. $29.2 million for projects in alignment with the city's economic incentive policy. Whatever that means. Other items include $41 million to replace the North Oak Cliff Park Forest and Preston Royal Branch Libraries, $30 million for a new Dallas Zoo Safari Trail Habitat, and security upgrades and other needs, $5 million for improvements to Fair Park's African American Museum, Music Hall, Texas Discovery Gardens, Children's Aquarium, and other needs, and $27 million to replace fire stations. Wow. Nearly $17 million in a citywide traffic signal and technology upgrade. Whatever, I don't know, maybe they're going to time all the traffic signals. Who knows? Who knows what all that means? Again, two of my favorite parts on this is that just because you vote for it doesn't mean you're going to get it. Doesn't mean that's where all the money is going to go. They can shift the money around if they want to. Not a problem at all. And the second part of this that I love is city officials have said that it will not increase taxes. And that may or may not be true. That may or may not be true. What happens if you don't pass this, though? What happens if you say no to this? Do your taxes go down? That's what they never bring up. And when it comes to housing incentives and supporting housing, let's be honest. We've talked. We have talked before about property taxes. We have talked before about the increase in property taxes and how many people cannot afford to live in their homes. How many people are still, even after the state legislature went through and passed property tax cuts, and did a fine job. They could do more, but they did a fine job through this one, through this last legislative session. They can do more, but how do you see? And I get this question a lot from people. The legislature just went through, and they say that they hit property taxes, but my taxes seem to be going up. My taxes still seem to be going up. My tax rate seems to be going up. Well, what's going on here? Well, when you keep voting for bond elections, and some of this may be needed, but no matter where you live, whether it's in Dallas, whether it's Fort Worth, whether it's Grand Prairie, whether it's in Plano, shout out to Plano, wherever it may be, if you keep voting for bond elections, your taxes are going to go up. And that's what the legislature, they can keep whacking away, at the property tax rate, and they will. But then cities and schools and everyone and all these taxing entities, they come in and they go, well, now we need to have a bond election. I mean, this is a big bond election, and it has that little asterisk in there. We can shift money around. I'd be worried about that. I'd be very, very, very worried about that if I were you. On the text line, Chad is in. Love it. We already pay for all these items with taxes. Politicians just already spend on pet projects. That's from Aaron in Southlake. Thank you, Aaron, for texting him. Let's try to go to the phones once again out in Gainesville. Glenn is waiting to go on and talk to us. Glenn, welcome to the Mark Davis Show.
Welcome. Can you? Thank you. I just woke up, so I hope my brain's able to get my point across.
We're good to go.
Good. You had brought up earlier how you were a precinct captain or got involved
precinct
in
chair.
Okay, because in Nevada and Chicago, I was a precinct captain.
Okay.
And I think people, what amazed me in the last election was how the Democrats would put money to help their precinct captains and everyone get their vote out. You know, they brought in Beto and spent $100 million. And we would not get any help at all on a Republican side to get help. And right there, I think, is where the problem gets, because people think it's too complicated to get in, but it's actually very simple to get out there and get the vote out. But you got to have some help and some guidance from the upper Republican Party. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm getting at?
Oh, sure.
When they made it look like Beto could win, but they were able to control the House by pumping $100 million in there. They didn't, you know, they didn't win with Ted Cruz's seat, but they were able to keep control of the House. And by getting involved in it, you get the Republican vote out, and we take the House back. You know, it just gets so simple as to how to get things done.
Well, and you've got to have I think there's a few things. One, you've got to have a good, active local party for Republicans. If you've got to have a good local active party, people who care and want to get involved, and you've got to be able to spread the message to other folks. Because let's be honest, there are just a lot of people. The average voter out there, they don't know how else to get involved other than going and voting. They have no idea. They don't know what else they can do. There's a lot of other things that you can do to get more involved. But you've got to have a good local party. But you also, and listen, I'm with you, you've got to have a strong state party. And a state party and a state party chairman, and this is going to be something coming up for Republican delegates when they go to the convention. There's going to be a new chairman of the Republican Party in Texas, and they need to find someone who's good at raising money. Good at raising money and can help get other Republicans elected across the state. And that's going to be something I think that is going to be, I hope, is made a big point at the upcoming convention.
Well, what the point I'm trying to get is there has to be precincts that elect these state representatives that are borderline. And you've got to kind of get the vote out. But the Republican, when a Republican would go in and try to be a precinct captain, I know they call them different here, but you still have to get some guidance as to what to do and help with the getting the vote, get the vote out. Because they can bring their vote out, and they may win a precinct or an area by 20 votes, you know, but the Republicans aren't in there working in borderline states. And when you pump $100 million into your party, you get your vote out, which didn't elect the senator, but they kept control of all their houses. And Texas has enough House seats to keep control of the state house or the federal house.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. And it just gets some guidance. I mean, I was never contacted by a Republican Party or anything. Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Here's what we're trying to do. Here's how we're going to do it. You know, and it was so easy to get involved. You know, I mean, it was all you had to do was find out when the party was having their precinct meetings and be the first one to show up, and you were the precinct captain.
But you took that step. A lot of people don't even know about that. Trust me. You get involved. There's a lot of people who don't know about the problem.
Yeah. Therein lies the problem. More information has got to come out to let people know how to get involved.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I had to do quite a bit of research, and I had to, you know, search when I should have been able to call the local Democratic Party and say, hey, I'm over here. How do I get involved? And they tell them, well, here's what to do. And I mean, what went on was just incredible down there with the in them Democratic cities. But we've got enough. I can tell you stories. It was just, it was just incredible. But
I bet so. Glenn, thank you so much. Thanks for listening out in Gainesville. We appreciate you joining us here on the Mark Davis Show today. Have a great one. From the text line, I have not seen how Dallas has spent federal COVID dollars. Fort Worth has been pretty clear about where it went. The massive homeless encampment issue in Dallas has to be a priority. The issue with this, and I'll spend just a couple of minutes here on the homeless issue, no city has been able to figure out what to do about the homeless issue. They all throw money at it. And some cities allow the homeless to, you know, drug on up and everything else. Hello, San Francisco. But Austin is terrible. If you haven't been to Austin lately, one, don't go. But if you haven't been to Austin and you go to Austin, it's just not, it's dirty. Downtown Austin is just nasty. It's dirty. The last time I was in Austin, they had just arrested somebody, a homeless guy, for attacking a security guard at a hotel with a machete. And this was a nice hotel. This was a nice hotel in downtown Austin, and they had just arrested him for attacking somebody with a machete. And this wasn't the first time. Apparently, they have had numerous homeless people attacking people with machetes. And it used to be a deal in Austin where you'd walk around, somebody would ask you for some money, you'd say, no, and they wouldn't harass you anymore. Now, they're sleeping in front of businesses, they're sleeping in front of hotels. It's bad. And even Austin, they haven't figured out what to do. They've tried. They've tried moving people around. They've tried, putting up fences and barbed wire around which I heard was bad. You weren't supposed to put fences with barbed wire or use barbed wire at all to keep people out of where you want them to be, that was mean and against humanity when it comes to the border. But in Austin, apparently you can do it. But even that hasn't solved the homeless problem in Austin. So, yes, it's an issue in Dallas. It's an issue in many cities. and they haven't figured it out yet what to do with the homeless encampments, and they're going to continue to grow as long as we've got a bad economy. Unfortunately, they're going to continue to grow and get out of control. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. All right, welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for the great Mark Davis, and he's taking a well-deserved time off this week. I'll be back with you on Friday. You can get in touch with the program at 866-660-5759. The Patriot Mobile text line available to you as well at 866-660-5759. Just a little bit more national news real quick. This from CNN, Lisa Murkowski, she's done with Donald Trump. So she'll be welcome on NBC. Lisa Murkowski, she's done with Trump, won't rule out leaving the GOP. That, according to CNN, Senator Lisa Murkowski, she's aghast at Donald Trump's candidacy and the direction of her party. Her party. It's not your party. It's her party. Okay, that's what she says. The veteran Alaska Republican, one of seven Republicans who voted to convict Trump in his second impeachment trial amid the aftermath of the January 6th, is done with the former president, said she absolutely would not vote for him. Quote, "What I wish that as Republicans, we had a nominee that I could get behind," Murkowski told CNN. "I certainly can't get behind Donald Trump." I'm telling you, The folks who look at where our country is today, I'm not asking you to be best friends with Donald Trump or to love Donald Trump or to think that Donald Trump is the greatest icon of all time and that you should teach your kids to be exactly like Donald Trump. But to say you can't get behind the guy because he's mean on Twitter, to say that you can't get behind Trump because you've had a few disagreements, look at where the country is now. Put aside your personal feelings about the guy. Where's our country right now? Where could it be if Joe Biden wins or if Kamala Harris becomes president? That is what you need to be concerned about. That is what you have to think about long term. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.